So ideally, after summer vacation, well, ideally, all of our students took some lessons at least for the majority of summer vacation, but even the ones that didn't, they made sure that they kept up at least a little bit with their practice. Ideally, that's what would happen, but it's been my experience that's not always the case. I always seem to end up with at least two or three students who I know have had an extended hiatus from piano world. So for them, we don't want to lose those students. So it's important that we can give them some repertoire right at the beginning of the year that they can still feel successful, realize they remember how to play the piano, not feel overly challenged. Today on the Piano Pedagogy playlist, I'll play for you four pieces by the Aussie composer Daniel McFarlane. And I think each of these pieces fit that role quite nicely. Let's dive right into our first piece entitled Eternal Light. This piece features a melodic line that's passed back and forth between the left hand and the right hand. There isn't a single spot in this piece where both hands are playing notes simultaneously. There's lots of repetition in this piece, but it still has a rather sophisticated sound. And I find that this is an important factor to consider, especially when we're assigning music to students who are a little bit older and are starting to form their own musical opinions and judgments about the pieces they're working on. Even the easier pieces that we assign them need to have musical merit. They need to sound like music and not something that was written to help a student learn how to play music. That piece was Eternal Light, composed by today's featured composer, Daniel McFarlane. And that piece actually could work at a considerably slower tempo than the one I took it at. So you could give this piece to students with a wide range of abilities. Next on our list is an even simpler piece that features a lot of repetition. But it's been my experience that if this piece resonates with a particular student, they will pour into it the same amount of emotion and detail that we might for a Chopin Nocturne. It's such a simple piece, but it's conveying some heartfelt emotions. This piece is called Ever Distant.
Thank you.
as I've been mentally planning music out for my various students for this upcoming year, I've come to the realization that it's very easy to fall into this trap where we're always just pushing and pushing and trying to drive them to the next level of difficulty, whether it's technical difficulty or musical sophistication, but always just piling on the challenges. And I think I'm really going to make an effort this year to also give my students plenty of opportunity to just play pieces that are, you know, maybe just a grade level below where they're at, something that they can learn very rapidly so they can see the skill set that they've developed and what it allows them to do, not when they're pushing themselves to their absolute limit, but just sitting down and playing something that's, you know, maybe not sight readable, but something that they can pick up with minimal effort. And having said all that, we'll now turn to the most difficult selection of today's four pieces. And it's not really a difficult piece, especially for a student who has had some experience with syncopated rhythms and is comfortable using both hands independently. This piece is called Funk. And I could see it working really well in the case of, say, an intermediate level student who's maybe suffering from some burnout. They need something fun and energetic, something they can learn quickly. I just played for you Funk, and honestly, I can say that's a piece that's found a lot of success in my personal studio. Students really enjoy playing it, and I find it's a piece they come back to, like, long after I would have thought they would have forgotten that piece. They have it memorized, and they can just pull it out at a moment's notice. Today's final selection doesn't have any of those syncopated rhythms. It's a very simple piece rhythmically. In fact, to me, it sounds like it's just the piano accompaniment part. And then the singer is going to come in, you know, a few bars later, but never does. Maybe like an 80s hard rock ballad type of piano accompaniment. Well, let me play it for you. You can tell me if I'm wrong about that. This piece is simply titled Loneliness. Thank you. Now, that piece could actually be fairly epic in the hands of a student with a dramatic flair. My idea is, if I ever came across the right student who I think would be up to this challenge, I would ask them to come up with a melody and lyrics that could work over top of this chord progression. Not every student would be excited to try that, but with one certain student, it could make the difference between seeing music study as just something that's always a challenge and drudgery, and for them to instead start to see it as more creative and a relatable experience. All four of today's pieces are available on Daniel McFarland's self-publishing website, Supersonics Piano. You can purchase individual downloads or, my personal favorite, studio-licensed copies that can be used with an unlimited number of students in your own personal studio. I counted up to around 30 of his pieces that I keep on hand in my studio. They're one of my primary go-tos when a student's enthusiasm is lagging. You can look in the podcast description for links to all of today's pieces, or visit us online, pianopedagogyplaylist.com. Search for episode 3. And just like that, it's time to close the lid on this episode of the Piano Pedagogy Playlist. In planning for the upcoming year, I hope we'll all keep in mind that students don't always have to be playing the most difficult music to feel like real musicians. Sometimes a little instant gratification is just what's called for. I look forward to next Monday, when I'll pick out some more of my favorites from the contemporary repertoire for today's piano students. Keep nurturing the music, and have a great week.